وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أخانا آدم حفظك الله. No my dear brother, absolutely he's allowed to read the Quran according to his ability. You understand? Those people who they read the Quran according to their ability and they do mistakes, these mistakes could be a very clear mistakes that affect the meaning of the words, mistake that change in the statements of the Quran could be. And so those kind of people who it's hard for them, the recitation toward to the language, toward to the ability, toward to the age, and you go back to many reasons. There are two type of people who they are, they will be rewarded extra because of the hardship that they face, and people who they are sinful. What's the difference between them? The difference between them, the first type who they find this kind of hardship in reading, but they try their best and they will be rewarded extra because of the hardship. Those people in their self, they trying to learn and they love to learn and they want to be better in any somehow, even by listening to the reciters and try to copy them. You understand? But this is their ability. They are not mu'ridun. They are not ignoring learning how they're supposed to recite and how they're supposed to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Because you must understand, qira'at al-Qur'an, recite al-Qur'an, it's kind of a worship, like how you worship in Allah in prayer, in fasting, in dhikr, same thing you worship in reciting the Qur'an itself in recitation. So this is the first type. The second type, those people who they make these clear mistakes in the Qur'an, and they don't care of learning or improving themselves or be better in any way. Anyway, they are in ghafla, headlessness. They are in i'rab, ignoring. They don't care about knowledge. Those people are sinful. They are sinful anyway because of this kind of principles and character in their hearts. They don't care about knowledge. And Allah didn't make it obligate for us to learn. You understand? So, different category. The Prophet ﷺ, when he said, الذي يقرأ القرآن حديث عائشة الذي يقرأ القرآن وهو ماهر فيه مع السفرة الكرام البررة والذي يقرأ القرآن ويتتعتع عليه وعلي شق فله أجران. And the person who recites the Quran is hard for him and he have two rewards for the reciting, for the hardship, is the first type. Who? The person who is trying his best to learn according to his ability and according whatever available in front of him, but this is the result. لا بأس دوري أخي, just continue. حفظك الله تعالى. ما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. We praise you because of the hardship that you face, not we criticize you. جزاك الله خيرا. But we criticize the second people who they like to be among the جاهلين, and Allah already said إن الله لا يحب الجاهلين. Allah doesn't like those who they are ignorance because they want to be ignorance. صلى الله عليه وسلم.